The Daily News article audio. Today in business, Dubai's ceaseless boom is putting strains on its residents. Skyscraper-studded Dubai has been on a hot streak for the last 5 years, and some residents are starting to feel burned. The city-state has seen record-breaking real estate transactions as more and more people come to live there, and its state-owned airline Emirates is booking record earnings. But all that growth comes with strains for the city's population. Traffic feels worse than ever on Dubai's roads. The price of housing continues to spike even with new real estate projects being announced almost daily. Caught in the middle are both its Emirati citizens and the vast population of foreigners who power its economy, sparking rare public expressions of concern. Under Dubai's current plans, the city aims to have 5.8 million residents by 2040, adding more than half its current estimated population in just 15 years. Since 1980, its population has already soared from around 255,000 to around 3.8 million. Real estate lit the fire in Dubai's growth in 2002 when the Desert Sheikhdom began allowing foreigners to own property. After sharp falls during both the 2008-2009 financial crisis and Dubai's brief coronavirus lockdown, prices have been soaring. Traffic has only intensified with Dubai's new arrivals. For Dubai's autocratic government, overseen by ruler Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, possible solutions to the grinding traffic have ranged from the practical to the fanciful. The government in recent months has repeatedly encouraged companies to allow more remote work options, including in a report released in November that also suggested staggered and flexible working hours. Dubai's road toll system, known as SALIC, added gates to charge drivers more and instituted surge pricing at the end of January. Dubai's metro will also grow beyond its broadly north-south routes in a nearly $5 billion expansion. In the coming years, residents of Dubai will be able to move around by walking, cycling, its extensive network of roads and bridges, the metro and its new lines, water taxis, or flying taxis on specific air routes, Sheikh Mohammed said on X in December. But for now, Dubai keeps attracting more people and more cars, and the traffic jams only get longer. Thank you for listening. This audio material is brought to you by Rare Job Incorporated.